This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seven homers, 20 RBIs in his last 17 games for Andrew McCutchen. Also, the eighth time that he's had a 20-homer season in a Bucco uniform, second only to Stargell, five away from Clemente. And he joins us now, Andrew McCutchen. Kutch, sobering to use your name in that sentence alongside those guys, but it's been well-earned and well-deserved here over a long, illustrious career. The satisfaction that you take in having your name side by side with the two gentlemen that I just mentioned.
I mean, it's amazing, and for me to really put it in a nutshell, I mean, I haven't played my entire career here, so definitely makes me appreciate it even more, and definitely a sense of pride just to be able to do what I've done, over my career and do some of the things that I've done in a Pirates uniform.
Yeah, and, not many people get to go home. Not many people get to write these chapters to their story as you did. I think a lot of folks, myself included, maybe even in yourself, when you're traded to San Francisco, the thought of ever coming back, I mean, probably was a long shot. How much, now that you're basically 2 years into the return, how much have you really truly enjoyed it?
I never wanted to even leave. So there was never a part of my plan. I'm very appreciative of the teams like the Giants, the Yankees, Phillies, Brewers, like those teams that gave me the opportunity to continue to play this game that I love so much. So to be able, to be back and I'm able to appreciate it. I've always appreciated it, but, I just have an even more of an appreciation for it, to have that opportunity to be back, not just 1 year, but to be here for my second year back and to be around the guys and to just relive and feel some of those things that I felt in the past, man. It feels great. And to be able to experience it with my family, with my kids, it's amazing because they never had that opportunity. My kids did it, And so it's nice that they get to experience it with me.
Can you share a little bit about that, Kutch? Because we're, about the same age. I have children similar ages, and I often think of that, especially your two older ones. What is that dynamic like, and how have they, and of course your wife, enjoyed this? And it's just an amazing thing, as you sort of illuminated, but take us behind the curtain there, if you would, how they've enjoyed this too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this, I have a lot of things just from past accolades, awards, in my house, and, my kids, my oldest still. He's six now, and he would always see pictures of me on the Pirates and ask me questions about some of the awards I have, the MVP, the Silver Sluggers, and he'd always ask me questions, what's that and where's that from and why do you have long hair there? I get all these questions with him, and I would just answer him. I'd show him old video of me maybe, playing on the Pirates, and I'd be like, yeah, man, this is literally right here where we stay, Daddy played there for a long time, and hopefully one day you have the opportunity to experience it with me. And, now they've been able to do that. My second oldest, Armani, is four, so they have an understanding. They get it. They see how I interact and how we interact together, and kind of the love that is felt throughout the stadium. They feel that too, and It's been great. It's just, like I said, I have that appreciation for it, and we have that to experience. You know, I have that for the rest of my life, and they do too. And, you know, we'll be able to look back on it, you know, with video, and they'll be able to see it, you know. And so I was just, you know, it's just a really cool thing to be able to experience this with just my family.
Andrew McCutchen with us live on the radio. He hit his 20th homer of the year, his 8th such season, where he's hit at least 20 in a Pirates uniform, second only to Stargell, a 3-run shot tonight in the 6-4 victory over the Marlins. Dare I ask this to any 37-year-old veteran this time of year, but how you feeling?
I mean, overall, I mean, yeah, I feel good. Definitely have your bump and bruises at this time of the year. You know, so I'd be lying to you if I said I feel amazing. But, you know, I'm here. I'm on 2 feet, and I'm able to show up and play the game. And that's all that matters to me. And so it's nice to be able to be here in this situation, this position, because this time last year I was already at home wearing a boot with a partially torn Achilles. So it's nice to come back from that, and you know, I'll take the bumps and bruises if that means that I'm still here and I'm still playing. So looking back at that, to answer your question, I feel good.
There you go. As Roethlisberger once said, I think this old cowboy still has a lot in him, and sounds like that's the case with you and for you, Kutch. Am I right there?
Oh yeah, definitely.
I like it. All right, thanks, Kutch. I appreciate it. Get home to those kids, will you?
All right, yeah, they're sleeping. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, there you go. Thank you. Andrew McCutchen, 3-run homer tonight.